During a radio interview last week, I was asked, are you anti-establishment? I cleared the air immediately by stating, holding government's feet to the Constitution is not an anti-establishment, but rather a pro-establishment. And it is the responsibility of the people to hold them accountable to their oath. If I did not love my government, my country, and my people, I wouldn't say a thing about the errors that are so apparent. Those who leave off duty are anti-establishment. These people don't seem to care what happens to their government or their people. Not those who take the pains to correct the errors in which we see today. Let me ask you a question. What would you think of me if I were to burn the American flag? What would you do? Or what would you do if I were to desecrate the graves of our veterans who have fought, bled, and died to establish or ratify our Constitution by tearing the Constitution down? You would not let me go too far before correcting me, would you? I hope you said no. Likewise, I'm not going to dishonor the veterans and their sacrifice by honoring those in office that are disrespecting their appointed positions. The veterans honored their oaths, and so should those who serve we the people. I respect government so much that I want them honoring those who died to give it. This is real honor, friends, and every righteous individual in government will stand behind these statements. What is extreme and radical is the fact that the very foundations of our nation are being assaulted by this administration on a daily basis. New policy is being put forth on a daily basis. America, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. It has been rightly stated, if you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, you will listen to man's 10,000 commandments. Our borders are wide open. This administration sues governors for doing what they themselves should have done. 3,700 babies a day are being aborted, and this administration wants more money to do more abortions. The family institution is under attack, and this administration puts forth more efforts to support gay marriage and pulls the Justice Department from the Defense of Marriage Act. This administration is overthrown. Don't ask, don't tell. Notice the name, friends. The name reflects the intents of the author. These call our Constitution propaganda. Barack Hussein Obama omits by their creator from the Declaration of Independence by his actions, and one nation under God is no longer in their vernacular. Even the Christian crosses of our veterans are under attack. These on top of all of this, President Barack Hussein Obama states that we are no longer a Christian nation in a speech in Egypt. He said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation.
And since our founding, American Muslims have enriched the United States.
Pretty extreme, yeah, folks? It is also interesting to note that this administration and its minions have even gone so far to call their constituents, that would be we the people, Nazis, bigots, racists, radicals, haters, and extremists for doing what they themselves swore that they would uphold, and that being namely the Constitution. That is like getting mad at a good cop and labeling him as a pig for simply enforcing the laws of the land. Yet it was reported recently that people such as myself are radical and extreme who speak strongly against these violations of who we are as a people. That is the definition of a patriot, friends, to stand against tyranny, to uphold dying laws, and those laws being found in our constitutional republic. President Thomas Jefferson said, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Now, which one is extreme? It has been said that the desperate times call for desperate measures, and those times are here. So putting it into perspective, the actions of our representatives and their unconstitutionalities are extreme. They swear to uphold the Constitution with their hand placed upon the Bible, and that they are the very ones who stand in contradiction of what they promise to uphold. And again, let's put things into perspective. We will continue to appeal to heaven and ask Almighty God in Jesus' name to grant us the victory while we continue to seek peace and pursue it and return to the path of our forefathers laid out for us to walk in, Jeremiah 6:16. The motto during the Revolutionary War was, "No king but King Jesus." I have a question for you. Were the patriarchs extreme for saying we ought to obey God rather than man when they were told not to preach in the name of Jesus Christ? Were our forefathers extreme for confronting a tyrannical government and refusing to obey his unjust decrees? Are the American people extreme for decrying the abuses of what is taking place in our country today? No, friends. Matter of fact, just the opposite is true. America is simply...
Here we go.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
That's true.
Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking with Representative Ben Davis, who just drew forth the articles of impeachment in the state of Minnesota, and against that, none other than the tyrant, dictator, communist, pedophile, from Nebraska, Tim Walz, and we're going to have him on in about 15 minutes. But with that, friends, I want to get to a couple topics before we actually get over there, and we'll go through that process once we get Ben up on the show here. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you want to check out what we're going to be sharing with you right now, visually, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. So let's get to this, folks. You know, it's crazy. A lot of times people don't really understand,
when we're
hitting a topic, you know, they just think, well, you know, it's just this one topic. Well, in this particular case, what we noticed in the state of Minnesota is they came in with a brand new flag. Nobody voted on it. Tim Walz just did it unto himself as if to suggest that he is a law unto himself and he can do whatever he wants without, you know, the approval of the voice of the people. Well, he went and did it, and everybody sees the flag concerning the Muslim flag and the similarities between Somalia and Minnesota. And he had said that, as a matter of fact, the reason for him changing that flag up was because he said that our flag was racist. Now, folks, I know that we're all understanding what that's all about. They're just trying to browbeat us into submission, nothing more, nothing less. They're trying to defend themselves and their guilt and their crimes before the people who are the law, and that's what they're trying to do, is tear away at the law. Again, as I've said 1,000 times, friends, they don't have the shield, they have the spear, they're perpetuating the crime, and that's all they can resort to is name-calling. But let me show you this, because what happened in the state of Minnesota concerning this flag that has a lot of similarities to that of Somalia, remember when I was telling you guys some time back, I said, you know what, this is what's happening in your country right now, you're being sold out to your enemies, Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. Well, you know what, these flags... are now appearing all over the United States of America. So again, I don't want you guys thinking it's just us over in Minnesota. You know, those guys over there, like, we don't have to do anything about it because it has nothing to do with us. No, it has everything in the world to do with you, and I want you to check this out.
Minnesota's flag that has changed. There are other flags that are quietly being changed in cities across the United States, and they have one thing in common that is super interesting, an 8-point star, which is prominent in Islam. And I have Donna Bergstrom here with us, who I've actually interviewed, have been in touch for the past 2 years. She was a Marine who specialized in signals and intelligence. She's super qualified to talk about this. Intelligence Electronics Warfare Officer. She is currently the deputy chairman of the Republican Party of Minnesota. Donna, when I last spoke to you, you said with your experience as a Marine who specialized in signals and intelligence, you said this is a national security issue, a national security threat. Explain why.
Right. Well, it's so great to be back here with you, Stella. Thank you so much for having me on. And this is really just one of those issues that kind of flies underneath the radar. And a lot of times, especially here in Minnesota, where we pride ourselves on being Minnesota
Ohio,
nice, nobody
Nevada,
really wants to talk about it. But the fact of the matter is,
changing the flags.
Flying a flag over territory is one of the most prominent ways that countries and organizations show their dominance over an area. So if you're able
to fly
a flag, that means you've conquered it. What's the most
That's
iconic
right.
flag raising that you can think of is Iwo Jima, right? Where we raised the flag after days and days of battles there, and we showed our dominance over that territory. So what we've been seeing across America, and what I was
West Virginia,
quite frankly, really
Oklahoma,
concerned about,
South
was
Dakota,
how this soft
Kansas,
conquest is taking
they're
place.
Changing the flags,
now, no
people.
No bullets are flying, but what's happening is they're able to fly their flag
symbolism.
In a manner in which is reflective of their values. And I'm really speaking to the Muslim community, the Muslim population, because the 8-point star is prominent in their community. So when they fly it over our cities, counties, states, they're really saying, we've conquered this area. And in addition to this, I just want to point out too, Stella, in Minneapolis, just a couple of years ago, they were the first major city to allow the call to prayer in their city. And again, that is one of the issues that we notice in the intelligence community when we see an area being taken over, that that is a conquest. And so I call this a national security threat, because if this is going to be allowed to happen, the creeping and encroachment of what will eventually be Sharia or the Sharia law is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution and with our way of life. So we need to pay attention to this now and be aware of what's happening.
Jack.
Okay, so you see it again, friends, and it's not stopping there. Matter of fact, what I'm going to show you really quick before we take a hard break here is we have Muslims now ripping down flags in New York City after Zohran Mamdani was installed. He wasn't voted in by the people, friends. They've already got over 700,000 recall votes in already because they realized what they should have done when they had the opportunity to do it. The mainstream media there, working as accomplices concerning this conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, told the people that they were voted in overwhelmingly. They don't have the numbers, friends. Do the math. You're being played and you're being sold out to your enemies. Check this out. This is in New York. They're tearing down American flags. Some Muslim up on top of the pole tearing down American flags. And you can hear the Muslims in the background calling forth Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Of course, this is the government behind it. Of course, this is the corruption in the halls of government. I can also tell you, friends, that it is the Zionists, in fact, that are trying to drive the Christians and the Muslims one against another so they can divide and conquer. And Jesus warned us about that in Mark 3:25. But folks, it's happening now. Nobody's doing anything about it. We're seeing this fraud being unveiled across the country, Luke 12:2. And in the process, friends, we have to stand up and put our foot down as the American people. And again, it's one of the great wonders how 345 million people allow this to take place in this country. It is a bewilderment, no doubt about it. I was just playing a video, as a matter of fact, a couple minutes ago before the show started, and I was paying attention to the detail that I put in during the duration of that video concerning the process of impeachment and the importance of impeachment. And I also dug it up again. I, I asked, you know, what was the importance to our forefathers? It, basically, what it comes down to, friends, is prevention is better than cure. And it goes back to Psalm 19:11. It's really that simple. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Isaiah 51, verse 4, the heart of God, 9:24 of Jeremiah, and the list goes on. And I ask Psalm 94, 16, as the Lord does. We'll be right back with Ben Davis.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in or leave a comment, you can do that on live chat as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend Ben Davis, Representative Ben Davis from the Brainerd area, who is now calling in from the state capitol. And folks, I'm happy to tell you, it seems that it's being paid off and the recompense is here in the sense of what Ben Davis and others are doing concerning the representatives in the state of Minnesota by calling forth or bringing forth the articles of impeachment. So Ben, I thank you for your time. Welcome to the show. And we just want to get the download as to what's going on with these articles of impeachment that you've all introduced to the capitol in the state of Minnesota here.
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for having me on. I am coming to you straight from the state capitol. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
I can.
I'm surrounded by, can you hear me? Okay, good, because I'm surrounded by a bunch of teenagers, middle schoolers, and elementary students who are screaming. And there's about 1,500 of them here, and they're protesting justice for Renee Good and to get ICE out of their communities. That's a whole nother subject. and problem that we have here in Minnesota. These kids should be in school. But articles of impeachment, you know, according to Article 8 of our Minnesota State Constitution, the Minnesota House of Representatives has the sole authority to impeach our governor along with other offices and commissioners. And so that's what we're looking at doing.
And what does that look like? I mean, I understand the process, and I have it pulled up as a matter of fact. But what continuously happened over the last 10 years? Because a lot of people listening might not know, Ben, but we know that this Somali fraud has been at the front of many people concerning the said representatives at the Capitol, concerning the crime and the fraud being committed against us, not only from Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Jacob Frey, and the list goes on. But what actually brought it to the point where you guys finally said, that's enough, we have to deal with this guy because he's destroying our state?
Yeah, well, for me, you know, you've been putting pressure on me to bring articles of impeachment against Governor Walz since I got here in 2023. This is, we're going into my fourth session here come February. This is my second term. But you've been putting pressure on me to do it for years now. And I guess the breaking point for me and for some of my colleagues was, you know, we've been working on it for about the last 2 months. And when I started working on them, behind the scenes with Rep. Wiener, I was still kind of going back and forth. Okay, should we do this or should we not do this? But the breaking point for me was when former U.S. Attorney, Assistant Attorney Joe Thompson, he did that press conference about a month ago.
Yep.
And he reported that there's at least $9 billion worth of Medicaid fraud, which I think he was being very conservative in that. I'm guessing it's way more than that. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It started praying on it and even hit me harder that this is just the right thing to do. We got to move forward with this. We've got to do whatever we can to get this governor out of office. And I can go into detail about the articles of impeachment if you'd like me to.
Sure. If you want to give a quick download to the people so they understand how the process works, yes.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we believe that he knowingly did fraud. So that would be Article 1. That violates his oath. He was made aware of fraud through the legislative hearings, various news reports, even his own agency reports were pointing out fraud. He failed to act upon these reports in a timely manner. In fact, I would argue he still hasn't acted on them. He's acting like he's acting on them.
Right.
The second article, there's four articles altogether, but the second article is he failed to protect public funds and enforce laws, which, you know, is a dereliction of duties. And he has yet to hold any of his commissioners accountable for this. He hasn't fired anybody of real significance. Article 3, hindering investigations and punishing whistleblowers.
Yep.
Whistleblower, I don't know if you follow the whistleblower account, DHS whistleblowers on X. I would encourage everybody to follow them. They're reporting that they've been retaliated against for trying to blow the whistle on fraud, even to the point of where the government has been surveilled. Some of them are saying the government was surveilling us for what we did.
Yep.
And then the final one is misleading the public about how vast the fraud really is. And you know that when he does a press conference, he's always downplaying it, saying, oh, it's not that bad.
Yep.
And, you know, it's very interesting also, brother, that, you know, yesterday, he was praising Joe Thompson when he announced his resignation. Joe Thompson announced his resignation. Walz was praising him, but the week before, he was throwing him under the bus, basically accusing him of being politically motivated. So make it make sense, please. But we believe he's guilty of malfeasance and nonfeasance. You know, malfeasance being he didn't just turn a blind eye to it. I believe he actually enabled it and perhaps was even a part of it. And that's what we'd like to find out through these political indictments.
Well, I know that when you first put this out, Ben, and by the way, I said this before and I'll say it again, and I want you to hear this. My objective is not to make enemies. It's not to make friends. It's to get the job done. Because when we look at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution that our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us concerning their posterity, that's you and me. I seen what they put into it. I see the sacrifice that they put into it. And I knew that we were in a position in this country as the citizens of the state of Minnesota. And I seen what Walz was doing. I seen what Ellison was doing. I think everybody's seen this right away, is how he was put in a position and he just continuously assailed us day in and day out and week in and week out, year after year. And then finding out he's from Nebraska and then finding out what he's been a part of before. And it doesn't apply to just Walz. It also applies to Ellison as well, and Ilhan Omar, as you well know, and Frey. So I want to make clear that you understand that I high-five you. I will stand with you 100%, as will I stand with anybody in the said representative position to uphold the laws that you guys all swore that you would uphold. I will be the first one to stand with you. And I commend you, Ben, for what you're doing. And I'm for a better way of saying it, my hand's on your shoulder. I'm high-fiving you right now, and I'm saying thank you, guy, because this is what needs to happen. We need to bring justice, because if we don't bring justice, they're going to continuously assail us. They're going to continuously sell us out to foreign powers, and we're seeing that being played out right now. So, you know, really what it comes down to, justice guards our liberty, and without justice, we're not going to have any liberty, and that's what the bad guys mean to bring about. And so, again, I just want to make clear that you know that we appreciate you. And again, I will stand with you every step of the way. But I did want to ask you one thing on the sign that you put out, or on the meme that you put out. It said, you know, should he resign or should we impeach him? In so many words is what you said. Now, if you guys get to the point where you actually get through the process of impeachment, are you guys going to, which is found in Article 2, Section 4, are you guys going to seek also the consequences? Because we know Tom Emmer is pushing for the fact that he can run, but he cannot hide, which is equating number 2323, your sin will find you out. And he's saying he can go ahead and resign, he can leave, he can do whatever he wants to do, but he's going to be held accountable for the consequences concerning his crimes, concerning this $9 billion fraud. What say you when it comes to the prosecution if you get past impeachment?
Yeah, I'm very vocal about this, actually. So in our country, you are innocent until proven guilty. And in the court of my mind, he looks to be guilty as hell.
Yep, literally.
I want to see this guy. I want to see this guy perp walked. Yep. I had a conversation a couple weeks ago with a congressman. I'm not going to say that congressman's name, but it is legit. I spoke with him, and I said, he was telling me that wouldn't it be awesome if Governor Walz was handcuffed? And I said, you think that's a real possibility? He says to me, absolutely.
Yep.
With the dirt that we've got on this guy, absolutely.
Amen.
And so that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see him in handcuffs, because I think if we can bring justice, Psalm 89:14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of the Lord's throne. If we can bring righteousness and justice back to our state, I think it's going to prevent this stuff from happening in the future.
Amen. There's an anointing on this.
Hey, can I?
Yep, you go for it.
Can I give another shout out to?
You can.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out right now to Representative Krista Knudsen, Representative Mike Weiner, who's really led the charge on actually getting them drafted, the articles of impeachment. Shout out to Representative Drew Roach and Representative Pam Altendorf. These are brave, courageous Minnesota reps. Who are stepping up and not worrying about not operating out of fear of what the media will say or
Amen.
What the Democrats will say.
Amen.
They're just focused on doing the right thing, and they need our prayers. And I am also guessing, I'm encouraged. I've gotten nothing but positive feedback in our caucus about this. Not one single person has come up to me in our caucus yet on the Republican side saying, hey, what are you doing? This is a bad idea.
Yep.
And so that's a good sign. I'm hoping we can get many more to sign on with us, and perhaps even a Democrat would be nice.
Yeah, I'm running out of time here. I got a hard break. Representative Ben Davis, wanted to let you know, Ben,
sure.
I do know you got more people jumping on. I'll let them surprise you in the process, but rest assured, they're
Hallelujah.
Coming. Amen. We'll talk at you soon, my friend. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Ben. Totally appreciate it. See what happens, friends, when we put our hand to the plow and we keep driving it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you guys want to understand the process of impeachment, I can give you a quick download. So what you have here, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. You know, I want to pause for a moment here, because I want people to understand that we can sit as a people, we can sit around and complain about what's going on in this country. Or what we can do is we can actually stand up against it. I'm here to tell you over and over and over again, the power under God by the Holy Spirit is what scares the H-E double hockey sticks out of the devil and his minions, especially that resurrected power. That's the testimony of Jesus Christ, which, by the way, is the gift of prophecy, which is found in Revelation 19:10. But I got to tell you, that's one of the things that I have never, ever been a part of. It's just highlighting. I had the crimes. The other day, somebody said, oh, just talk. It's like, are you kidding me? Have you taken the time to pull the curtain back? Because it goes a lot further than talk. And outside of my hour radio program, friends, behind the scenes, I'm very well involved. I am pushing these people with no compromise. We just had said Representative Ben Davis on from Brainerd area, who him and I believe five other representatives drew up the articles of impeachment. And I asked him, during the last segment, you know, what was it that brought you to the point where you actually drew up the articles of impeachment? And he says, well, you've been hard on me. He wasn't saying like he was a baby, like you're being hard on me, but you drove me hard is what he was saying. I did. I've taken him to task several times, and I've done it publicly in front of him and to him, the way Scripture tells us to do it. And once you begin to hold their feet to the fire, guess what, friends? They begin to respond in a positive way. That was redemptive, and I'm very pleased with that. As a matter of fact, after the show was over, I told Ben, I said, I am with you 100%. We need to see this through. We need to get to the point where we can prosecute this criminal. And it doesn't stop with him. It also goes on. It goes on to Ilhan Omar, who's out there inciting domestic insurrection. She's trying to incite the Latinos now against government. She's trying to demonize the law that condemns her of her crimes. Folks, we're not done with Ilhan either. We're not done with Rashida Tlaib. We're not done with Ocasio. We're not done with Presley. We're not done going back to Minnesota. We're not done with Keith Ellison. These people have been uncovered with smoking gun in hand, metaphorically speaking, and they're going to be held accountable. And that's what I am pushing for, because that is my job. That is my job. See, what happens is too many people just give up. They completely forget about what's going on in their country. Here, let me give you a prime example of that. Look at this. This is brand new. This is Daily Mail. Four of my female friends were diagnosed with cancer in a year. They were all under 45 years old, and doctors were just baffled. They didn't know what happened, friends. Did you guys forget of what they called the Operation Warp Drive, Warp Speed? Did you guys forget about that? Did you forget about the father of the vaccine being responsible for 30 million people that are now dead because they were somehow or another under the delusion or under the illusion that they had to, by force, take the experimental jab, who are no longer with us? Did you guys forget about the fact that nobody's been prosecuted for the crimes of those 30 million individuals that have been murdered or genocided by government and pharmaceutical companies? Yep, you forgot about it. I didn't forget about it. Matter of fact, I continuously bring this information up to you to remind you that these people have still left, they have been left undone. They are not impervious. They have no position to indemnify themselves concerning their crimes. They are guilty. They have been exposed for their crime, and they need to be held accountable for their crime. Here's another one. Young North Wales football Morgan Jones dies at age 23. See, Americans, you forgot about it. You didn't see it through. See, you wanted somebody to do for you what God has commanded you to do, to see it through. I want to show you this because I think it's important that you see it. Did you know that Senator Rand Paul, he's no better than the rest of them, friends. He says that the Trump DOJ will not take up any of his referrals to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci, just like I told you he would. Because why? Because Senator Rand Paul's invested. He's vested into Remdesivir. Well, he was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci and going back to his constituents and saying, I've got him. He's lied to Congress. We've got him. He was raising hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, while his wife behind closed doors was buying stock into Remdesivir. Who better to put up at the front of that helm? And then to turn around and report after he raised all that money on top of what he's already getting paid, $174,400, which I think he's in the 225 range. But on top of that, he was fleecing his constituents for more money, only to come back now to hear Senator Rand Paul tell the American people that the DOJ will not do anything to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci. See, this is what happens. You don't know why they're doing it, friends? Because there's no pressure. I, to be honest with you, I am surprised that there has not been a whole slew of people, and I'm not saying we're past that, a whole slew of people where their family members were murdered by the pharmaceutical companies. And these said representatives that have been playing the hypocrites, saying one thing and doing the opposite, Matthew 23. I'm surprised that there has not been a mob to hold these individuals accountable for their crimes. But now let me go back to the point that I was making. Friends, that's why we see it through. That's why we see it through. This is what our forefathers did. They stayed in their lane. They kept their hand on that plow. They were importunate. Well, what do you mean when you say importunate? Well, do you guys remember in the book of Luke, chapter 18, 1 through 8? Do you remember the woman that went to the city and she basically went to an unjust judge and she sought justice of those that were persecuting her? This is just a prime example of what I'm talking about, because Tim Walz, he's been doing nothing but assailing the people of the state since he's been criminally installed by the CIA. You know what's crazy about it? When you look at this parable, you see that the judge, he was an unjust judge and he didn't do anything about it. There's a lot of unjust people that claim to be just, but they're not just. And you know how unjust they are because they don't do anything about the injustice or the injustice. Forgive me. But when you look at Luke 18, isn't it interesting how she kept pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing? And you know why the unjust judge answered? He said, yet because the widow troubleth me, right? I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, Jesus said to us, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? He said, I tell you that I will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on earth? In other words, all of you that profess to be his, is he going to find faith? But yet you claim to have it, but nobody sees it. That's not faith, folks. That's a profession of hypocrisy. That is unchristian. And when you look up that word importunity, do you know what the word means? It means pressing solicitation, an urgent request, urge troublesome frequency or persistence. Here, let me give you a better word. I love this. I brought it up the other day. The word is called perseverance. Anybody know what that means? This is how we're supposed to be, folks. We're soldiers of the cross. We're to stay the course. We're to set our head as a flint towards heaven and stop nothing short of the will of God and the will of the Lord being done here on this earth. With the cross, not without the cross. You stay your lane. You see it through. Because once the message is sent concerning what it is that we're highlighting here, this impeachment process, once he's prosecuted for his crimes, what are we going to do, friends, at the end of the day? What is that lesson going to be? You're going to show everybody else within the halls of government that the people in the state of Minnesota, Ohio, California, New York, Florida, Texas, the list goes on. We are not going to tolerate your crimes. That's called teaching them the fear of the Lord and turning them from iniquity and showing them that we will not be ruled by tyrants. And that's what our forefathers taught us. And that should be the same lesson that we're teaching concerning the ones that we've learned from our forefathers, Hebrews 13:7, in our time concerning the tyrants of the day, because that's exactly what they are. Now, the word perseverance means a continuance in a state of grace. The empowerment to live in the Spirit is that word, right? Remember, grace teaches us go and sin no more, John 8:11. But perseverance is what? A continuance in a state of grace. Stay the course. A continuance in a state of grace until what? Proceeded by a state of glory. And who receives that glory? Who receives that crown, friends? John 15:8, that all belongs to Jesus Christ. But it happens through his church that's in the war on this earth, that his will might be done on earth as it is in heaven. I just want to make clear you all understand those words, because it's very important. Because listen, the last message and the message that I'm not going to give is doom and gloom. But I'll tell you what, the doom and gloom is going to come if you sit there and allow this to go on. I am flattered that Ben just said, because you stayed on me, because you pushed me, because you pressured me. He's telling you the truth, folks. He's not the only one. There are several others that still have yet to appear on the show, and I'll ask them the same question so you can hear what it takes to get the job done. Okay, we don't stop. We keep going forward. Folks, we need to hold corruption accountable for their crimes. We do. We just absolutely need to do this. Let me show you something else. Let me show you another point here. You guys all see this queer, this woman, if you want to call her that. She was a lesbian. She was married to another woman. She was from Colorado. She had no business being here in the state of Minnesota, but she was the one that allegedly got shot. I'm not gloating in any of that, friends, but I am telling you she had no business being here. But you know what's crazy about that? She wanted to stop ICE from deporting illegals who kill American citizens. I want you to think about that. You know, they whine about that, but they do nothing to protect the unborn that are being aborted, and they do nothing to defend those that have been assailed by these illegals as well. I'll show you something right on the other side.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. I want to get back to making this point. Final segment, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Okay, so I want you to see this. This is the lesbian that was from Colorado that was in Minnesota setting the stage to war against those that were removing the illegals. Okay, I want you to get this, and I got to say it slow. This lesbian that I'm showing up on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, you need to understand that she was from Colorado. She came to Minnesota to defend the illegals who are here illegally and whom many are guilty of committing crimes against our own people. This is a lesbian for you. No, it's a fact. I'm not elated that she was shot. Not at all. She brought it upon herself. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but did you guys know that she has an extensive criminal record? She's a child abuser. She was on state probation. Domestic abuse, child endangerment. She had a $50,000 bond on her head. A battery of a police officer, entering, remaining real property. In other words, she was a crook. She was a criminal. She was looking for trouble, and she finally got it. Namely, somebody that wasn't going to put up with it. And again, I'm not justifying it neither here nor there. And I'm not saying that so I can drive down the middle of the lane being an in-betweenite. No, if I knew all of the facts concerning what took place, concerning what I seen, friends, she deserved what she got. And I'm not justifying it, but my goodness. You know, what were you doing here in the first place besides defending illegals in their crimes that they're committing against the American people? We just were defrauded 9 billion people, and you have people in the state defending the illegals that just defrauded them as well? Well, you're going to find a lot of those that are out there are paid provocateurs, number one. We've got them on audio, video, saying just that. We see them on Craigslist. They're trying to find more people. A lot of these provocateurs, just like the incident that took place a couple years ago that the FBI and Tim Walz were guilty of creating, and I'm talking about Mr. Brown, and again, what took place in South Minneapolis a couple years ago, and I'm talking about all the people that were being bussed in from other cities. They weren't even from here. It's the same thing that's going on in Minneapolis right now. Folks, you know, I think people need to pay attention to the fact that why Minneapolis again? It's a reoccurrence of what took place before because we didn't learn the lesson. Now it's happening again. Has anybody taken the time? Now, again, you got to think about what I'm saying here because I put a lot of thought into these posts that I post out there. And I want you to think about this because most people are not seeing it this way. Okay. Look at all of the distraction. But folks, let me say this. Do you understand that those that are playing the victims, listen to me again. Do you understand that those that are playing the victims, and I'm talking about Tim Walz, defending the illegals that defrauded $9 billion from the people that he had oversight on, okay? The Attorney General, Keith Ellison, his son's involved in this too, friends. It's insane. Notice they're playing the victims. The mayor, Jacob Frey, they're playing the victims. And what are they doing now? Now Ilhan Omar's out there trying to incite the Latinos against the American people along with the Muslims as if she's defending them. Did you know that the Muslims can't stand her? Folks, these are installed actors, radical actors. And I'll tell you what, if you have to fight fire with fire, then we need to rise to the level of expectation lawfully. But what I want you to hear is this, friends. They're all playing the victims. What you didn't see, because you're being distracted by your conservative outlets that are not thinking this through, do you also understand that as they play the victims, that they are the ones that are, in fact, responsible for this fraud? Did you know not only are they responsible for this fraud, but they're also responsible for inciting this domestic insurrection? Why has it gone that far? Why have they not been brought to justice yet? Which one's been arrested? Folks, you got to get the point here. Evil men understand not judgment.
Today.
Now, I want you to listen carefully. I watched a video yesterday, some audio, in Washington, D.C., where someone confronted Ilhan Omar. And she was talking, the interviewer was asking Ilhan Omar concerning her part in this fraud. She's the one that actually introduced the bill. Remember, she became a millionaire 30 times over mysteriously during this fraud. And the interviewer said to her, "Are you worried about it?" And Ilhan Omar, in her arrogant, brazen, pompous attitude, said, "Do I look like I'm worried about it?" Folks, the only way you're going to get justice is when the people bring it. It's just that simple. Outside of the fact that she was just busted, inciting people to riot for her. That's what they want, folks. They want you to believe that she has all the support. People despise her, okay? But the media wants you to believe that she is, you know, one that needs to be heard. She's stupid as a rock, literally. If I see her, I'll tell her that. And I'll call her a little devil rat because that's exactly what she is. She's a devil. And that's all the fruit that she's been bringing forth. Who knows if her name's even Ilhan Omar? No joke. No digital footprint. I want you to listen to this. This is her just yesterday. After all of the exposition, the expose, the uncovering of all of this fraud, all of the name calling coming from Donald Trump and others, you know where we're at right now? And I'm not suggesting we're not done, but it's interesting how now Tim Walz too, by the way, do you know that Tim Walz, the governor, he has just come out and he said he is going to hire an investigative team to come in and investigate everything that took place. So we have the one that's responsible for the fraud hiring an investigative team. That's like the fox watching out over the chicken coop, isn't it? That's like hiring O.J. Simpson to investigate himself concerning his crimes that he committed against his wife. That's exactly what's going on. Why is it that he's been given a free hand to do so? How come he has not been arrested for his crimes? Why has Ilhan Omar not been arrested for her crimes? Why is it that they feel so brazen? Same thing with Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, they always try to play it down. They try to play it down. What did Keith Ellison recently do, friends? He came out and they filed a lawsuit against the federal government. What are they doing? They're trying to get rid of the law that exposes them for their crimes. And in this particular case, I hate to say it, both Tim and Keith are right in this one. The federal government has no business doing what they're doing right now. That's just a fact. That's supposed to be us doing that. Okay, so it should show you that they're playing together in this little game, this little WWF pro wrestling match. And guess what, friends? If they would have all been prosecuted, they ought to have been indicted and arrested and brought to justice the way that they need to be. Folks, that's going to happen from us. It's not going to happen from the federal government because they're playing off each other right now. Mark my words. How do I know that? Look at this. This is brand new from Ilhan Omar.
To announce that the Congressional Progressive Caucus has adopted an official position to hold ICE accountable. Our caucus members will oppose all funding for immigration enforcement in any appropriation bills. And
okay, so they're doubling down on their act of treason against you, America. Why have they not been arrested? If what's going on with the federal government is legitimate, why have they not been arrested? Let me say it again, Americans, they're going to just try to pass this away. They're just going to push you to a new topic so you can forget it, just like most Americans did concerning the plandemic. And guess what's going to happen? She is trying to defend her treasonous crimes that she's committed against the people of Minnesota. Same thing with Ellison, same thing with Walz. Why are they giving this much time? I wanted to bring you over to another point because she's trying to get rid of ICE. Okay, is what she's trying to do. But I wanted to show you this too, because Ben brought this up. This is the investigative individual. He was supposed to be basically a hopeful to back up on concerning his job as an investigator. And this is Thompson, and I'm trying to find it right now where it highlights more of it. But it's interesting that six investigators that were exposing the crimes in the state of Minnesota, you know what mysteriously happened over the last couple days, friends? Six of them resigned. Do you also realize that, folks, as we've been sold, that these guys are looking out for us? Maybe that explains why he's got the half smirk on his face. Six of them resigned in the face of this massive fraud. You know, when men need to stand up and play the man, how often do we really get to see that, folks? What a bunch of cowards. But there's a lot more to it than this. Rest assured, there's a lot more to it than this. Mr. Thompson here, friends, he doesn't want to prosecute. He doesn't want to get involved with this. His name is Joseph Thompson. He was involved in the investigation for the U.S. Attorney's Office, which was the one who resigned in protest. Thompson also objected to the FBI. Here, folks, we're going to go on here. To my affiliates, love you guys by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We're going to go on for just a little bit here on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if you want to order something, orders go out tomorrow, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, folks, we're off radio now, and I want to continue this because I want you to understand that this is the same prosecutor that's been there for the last 10 years that failed to prosecute. A lot of weird things going on here, friends. Maybe that's why they're all emboldened again, because this guy just stood down from his watch. Okay? Thompson also objected to the FBI taking the lead investigating the shooting with this lesbian in the state of Minnesota to handle it. Of course he did, because they lie. How do you think Derek Chauvin ended up in prison for murder that he didn't commit? Thompson was supposed to be the investigating Somalian fraud. He's been stonewalling on that for years. That's what's being reported right now. It's also interesting to note that Tim Walz just last week lamented Mr. Thompson's resignation on Tuesday, calling him a principled public servant who spent more than a decade achieving justice for Minnesota. Okay, so I believe what we're finding out, friends, is there's a lot more going on here, but it is quite bizarre, is it not, that all of a sudden when prosecution and the prosecution teams needed to come in and enforce the laws, all of a sudden they resigned? And then we start seeing this brazen, pompous attitude coming out of Ellison, coming out of Walz, and coming out of Ilhan Omar and Jacob Frey. Folks, again, everything that needs to be uncovered has been uncovered. And the people in Minnesota need to stand up and to see through what needs to be seen through. I want to bring you through the process of impeachment so you guys can understand what's going on in the state of Minnesota right now. I do believe that there's not only going to be five or six of them, I believe that there's going to be another representative in the state of Minnesota jumping on board for the impeachment, which is found in Article 2, Section 4, and then also prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, as we just heard from Ben Davis, Representative Davis. So when you look at the process of impeachment, you can see that it's to bring forth the accusation of the unlawful activity, committing of a crime, okay? And just because you bring forth the articles of impeachment, friends, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be kicked out, but they are to be held accountable for the smallest of infractions, which, by the way, if found guilty, are to be kicked out. So when you look at who can be impeached, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, listen to what it tells us. The president, the vice president, all civil officers of the United States, they're there to uphold the law, Article 2, Section 3, not to tear it down. That's what criminals do. Civil officers are included, people appointed by the president, cabinet members, and judges, all of them. No one's above being impeached, friends. They're all to be held accountable, every single one of them. Supreme Court justices, my goodness, I don't know why people think for some reason or another that they're above impeachment. Nonsense. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. They sit during good behavior. If they don't do that, you impeach them. That applies to all of them. Hey, folks, the only way the House of Cards is going to fall is when the people come together. I'm just going to say it again. When the people come together, the House of Cards is going to fall. Because if the people don't come together and bring that house of cards to fall, it's going to be your house that's going to fall. There is no in-between. So what's the process of impeachment? Justice Department or independent counsel investigation charges and represents or presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. House Judiciary Committee, which is HJC, reviews evidence. That's the acronym. So the HJC drafts articles of impeachment, debates articles of impeachment, entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them. And if this happens, president, just saying, for example, president is considered to be impeached, Senate holds the trial, and will official be kicked out of office. If you remember just going back, for those that are saying to themselves that this can never happen, I'm here to tell you it's happened several times before. But let's just go back to let's go back to Nixon, who was busted for what they call Watergate. For those that didn't know, Watergate had nothing to do with what they were exposed for. What they were being exposed for was a deterrent from the fact that it was a pedophile ring that was being exposed in Washington, D.C. Okay, so for all of you TV watchers that say you don't believe the media, I just gave you a reason not to believe them, because that's all they do is lie. Okay, so once he was busted, what did they do? They figured, well, we better get rid of Nixon, because if we don't, what's going to happen? They're going to keep digging, and this Watergate thing is going to go to the side, and it's going to come to the child pedophile ring, which has been going on in D.C. for a long time because they're extorted. So what did they do? Well, they impeached him. He comes out and says, your president's not a crook. And then before you know it, he's impeached. He's removed. But the question is did Ford, who sat on the Warren Commission board concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy, who's also being called out as a pedophile from Michigan, he failed to prosecute Nixon. See, they don't prosecute each other, friends. Then let's go fast forward to none other than Bill Clinton in the 90s. Remember, he was supposed to be impeached for what? Let me ask you, what is he being impeached for, friends? Come on, somebody tell me. 281-845-4704. Somebody post something on live chat. What was he impeached for? Most people didn't even know he was impeached. He was. What was the excuse? What was the distraction? The distraction was Monica Lewinsky. Remember, they tried to get you off in the fact that Clinton was an adulterer? Oh, he was. If you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch it. You'll start watching the first 5 minutes, and it'll pull you into the end. It is very eerie, and it's very creepy to sit there and think that a man that's in office can act in such a criminal fashion and get away with it. And he's doing it again today, even through subpoena. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton, who think they're above the law. We're not coming. No, we don't have to. And what do the people do? Oh, they just let them play on. They let the bad actors and the clowns in the circus of politics continuously entertain them out of their freedoms, which in fact, both of them should be hung publicly. That's a fact. Because you don't even know, folks, the tip of the iceberg with the Clintons, you haven't even been given a third of the crimes that have been committed by them devils. Both of them. But again, what was the reason for his impeachment process? Remember, he came out, we played the videos on the show for you. Remember, he came out and said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That was all a distraction. And then remember, a couple days later, he came out and he admitted it. I mean, folks, this is insane. What was the impeachment process all about with Bill Clinton? I want to tell you what it was about. It was about the Bill Clinton selling American military secrets to the Chinese. It was called Chinagate. And you were never told of any of that. Nope. Monica Lewinsky was the smoke in the mirrors to get you distracted from what it was really about. Your government, your said representative government, has been committing the act of treason against you Americans far too long. And now you're seeing the full weight of it. And yet the amazing part of all of this is we're still here and we still have freedom to do the right thing. So again, you can go back to Johnson back in the 1800s. Do you guys know that Johnson was actually impeached? Do you know what he was impeached for, friends? He was impeached for, cross-check everything I'm telling you, President Johnson was impeached for actually removing a Secretary of War out and putting a new one in. That was it. That was it. He was impeached. And you know why they didn't tolerate crime back then? Because it was right after the Civil War. They didn't want no more war. They seen the price of the freedom that they had. They didn't want any more of it. See, Americans today, they think that war is just a thing that happens in third world countries. They don't realize that they're already in the middle of one. Americans don't realize that they're under attack right now. And they're under attack by a system of individuals that have been put up in a fiend matter to deceive the people to think that that individual is there to make this country great again when he's doing everything to destroy it. That's a fact. Okay. So going back to the process of impeachment, what do we have? We have a House Judiciary Committee again reviews evidence. Articles of impeachment are drawn up, debates articles of impeachment. It goes all the way down. The Senate holds a trial. Remember, they never prosecuted or impeached Bill Clinton to the fullest extent. Senate gave him a pass. Why? Because they're just as guilty as he is. House Judiciary Committee acts as a prosecution, presents evidence against the accused. The accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. Senate acts as the jury. A two-thirds majority of the Senate must vote against accused to remove the person from office. By the way, I have right here on your screen the impeachment of Andrew Johnson was in 1868. Johnson was impeached. Articles of impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors, Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the tenure of office, And in 1867, U.S. Congress over the president veto, especially. So it goes through the reason for the impeachment process. And that was Andrew Johnson was removed from office because Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Attempted to replace him. So, folks, he was removed. He was impeached from the office of being the president for merely attempting to replace the Secretary of War. just one violation. Just one. I mean, this is insane, isn't it? Yeah, and then you had, as I said, Watergate in 1974, which was a pedophile ring. 1998 with Clinton, it was about Chinagate. They lied to you about everything. And so, again, I want to make clear that it doesn't stop at impeachment. They must be brought to prosecution, okay? The reason they think they're above the law, by the way, that is the reason I named the article, Why Politicians Think That They're Above the Law. They think they're above the law because the people act like they're above the law. That's why you bring forth Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Going to take one phone call coming in from Jeff, Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, brother.
Hey.
There was a little bit more with the Clinton deal than just the China gate.
Oh, dude.
I
can go on for an hour and a half on their crimes. I totally know what you're talking about.
Well, they're Whitewater, where they were money laundering drug money that they were flying into Minot, Arkansas.
Mena,
Arkansas.
Yep.
And they moved the operation to guess where? Waco, Texas. Right behind the Branch Davidians.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's...
And the Branch Davidians, what got them killed was the fact they had videotape and was reporting it to the sheriff's department, the local sheriffs, about the fact that they were watching C-130s fly in and dropping packages on the airfield and flying off.
Yep.
And like they were doing in Mita, Arkansas.
Yep.
I mean, the Clintons were... Well, Hillary's dad run a so-called cleaner. Yeah. Well, when you mob, you mob speak, you understand what a cleaner is.
Yeah, one that snuffs out the one that's being, I should say, the one that gets snuffed out on someone else's dime.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I totally get it.
That's a cleaner.
Yep, totally get it. I'll give you the last word, Jeff.
People, just stand firm.
Amen.
Stand on the word. Don't quiver. Don't lean. Don't just stand straight up. Stand. And when all you can do is stand, stand.
Amen. And that was by none other than Martin Luther. He goes, "Here I stand alone," he said, "and by no other." Folks, again, we can do this. Listen, we have to come together. People need to start communicating. We can do this. We need to get in the Word. We need to get right with the Lord, every single one of us. And again, if that's one of you that has not gotten right with the Lord, you need to see and understand that you violated His law into 1,000 pieces. Read Exodus 20, which is the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. The law discovers, grace conquers. Okay. Romans 3:20 also comes to my aid. 1 John 3:4. You can go ahead and rewind this video and play it in part. Americans need to repent and bring forth fruits of repentance. Acts 20, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. Put on the righteousness of Christ. Ask for the Holy Ghost. Acts 5:32. Let Him empower you to shake, rattle, and roll the gates of hell. And once you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to understand that you are called to be and mandated to be on the front, on the offensive, not on the defensive. Let's get on the other side of the position that we're in as a country, folks. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, I wanted to let you guys all know while you're here. Face Off is here. Order's been going out almost every day here, friends, in chunks. And it's available. It's about the characteristics of the prophet. It's all premised on simplicity, again, and experience and testimony, because Paul's clear when he said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought within me. We don't do that. Again, this is super simple to read. It's about 100 and some pages, 130 pages, I believe. Again, the content is fantastic. Your orders will go out first thing tomorrow morning. Yeah, exactly 150 pages. Forgive me. Also have these as well. These are second to none. Second to none. The armor, the heart. This is very prophetic, and I praise God that he used me in such a fashion. I'm humbled, but this is one of those books. If you want to get in the front of what's going on, that's what this is all about. The message is prevention is better than cure, but it starts with us, church. We're called to the war. We're not called to unscripturally or heretically be raptured from it. Okay? We're called to the war. That's why we have the armor, Ephesians 6:12. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Folks, again, in the name of Jesus, we can do this. We can do this. We'll talk to you in 23.